Calling all podcast fans. Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new shows to love. Get personalized episode recommendations and easily preview them before you dive right in. Find exclusive video episodes from your favorite hosts and guests. And with some, you can even connect with them through polls and Q&A directly within their episodes. It's everything you want in one app. So what are you waiting for? Try the podcast experience today on Spotify.
Welcome to Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Every day this month, we've been counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. We have reached the year 2020, so that means this is the last episode of our special, but it's a good one. It's about the sign-stealing scandal and the Houston Astros. Thanks so much for listening to our March Madness Special. Be sure to check out our full-length episodes every Thursday, free on Spotify.
On February 26th, 2020, Astros outfielder George Springer stepped up to the plate. Spring training had just begun, but the crowd had already turned on Springer and his team.
But it wasn't just the opposing fans jeering him. Astros fans were booing him as well. Their displeasure unnerved Springer so much, he swung, missed, and fell to the ground.
He knew why the crowd was so angry. His team had cheated, and nobody was going to let them forget it.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a podcast original. This is the last episode in our March Madness special. This month, we've counted down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we've caught up to this year, 2020, and we're exploring the Astros sign-stealing scandal. In late 2019, reports broke that the Houston Astros had illegally recorded their opponents' pitching signals and used the forbidden information to win the 2017 World Series. And the controversy isn't going away anytime soon.
For as long as Major League Baseball has existed, it's been plagued with scandals. In 1919, the Chicago White Sox allegedly threw the World Series after gamblers bribed them to lose. In 1986, Cincinnati Reds manager Pete Rose bet on his own games. In 1998, the home run race between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa was marred by accusations of performance-enhancing steroid use and corked bats.
And the Astros' sign-stealing is the latest to mar the sport. The scandal broke in November 2019 when a report from The Athletic revealed that the Astros had illegally stolen opponents' pitching signals during their 2017 World Series winning season.
Using a center field camera, they recorded the opposing team's catchers, then broadcasted the signs into a hallway between their dugout and clubhouse. A coach or player would then pound on a garbage can to alert the batter to what pitch was coming.
News of the scandal set off an incendiary reaction in the baseball world. It was exacerbated by the fact that the Astros had just come off another World Series appearance, which they'd narrowly lost to the Washington Nationals. And their success was poised to continue. The Astros were projected to win around 100 games in 2020.
Unfortunately, the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, didn't seem to take the sign-stealing seriously. After the scandal broke in November 2019, he launched an official investigation and offered amnesty to anyone who confessed and cooperated with the inquiry. Manfred's decision was met with derision. In the eyes of MLB players, he was letting the guilty get away with a slap on the wrist.
Even worse, during an ESPN interview in February 2020, Manfred seemed overly dismissive of the scandal. To explain why he wouldn't revoke the Astros' 2017 title, he said, "Asking for a piece of metal back seems like a futile act."
While officials downplayed the situation, players' frustration grew. During preseason interviews, Dodgers first baseman Cody Bellinger said, "I thought Manfred's punishment was weak. These guys were cheating for 3 years. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us."
Cincinnati Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer added, I'm not going to let them forget the fact that they are hypocrites. They are cheaters. They've stolen from a lot of other people, and the game itself was completely unfair.
Exchanges became so heated, Manfred worried that opposing pitchers might be tempted to get revenge. In mid-February, he warned there would be severe punishments for beanballs, or pitches aimed directly at batters.
In spite of Manfred's warnings, a higher-than-average number of Astros batters were hit by pitches during the preseason. By early March, they were getting beaned 7 times a game, over double the average. And it was impossible to say if those numbers would stay consistent, because on March 12th, the MLB announced it was suspending all of spring training and delaying opening day. Perhaps the one thing that could overshadow the sign-stealing debacle was a global coronavirus pandemic.
But if there's one thing we've found in the past 31 days, it's that controversies are prevalent in the world of professional and collegiate athletics. Given the high stakes behind every pitch, every free throw, and every tackle, it's only natural for corruption to slip into the games. Even if the MLB gets clean, the wider world of sports will never lack for liars or cheats.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. For 31 days, we've explored the biggest athletic controversies of the past 31 years. We're wrapping up our daily episodes for now, but you can still check out new full-length episodes of Sports Criminals every Thursday.
Listen for free on Spotify or wherever you find podcasts.
Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new favorites by previewing short audio clips before committing to a full listen. You can even watch some podcasts with video or just keep playing audio in the background. It's everything you want in one app: music, podcasts, and audiobooks across any device. Play anytime, anywhere, any way you'd like with Spotify. Try today.